Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, welcome back.
We do hope you guys are subscribed to both channels with the little bells clicked. We're going to start today off with a little ding again from Cindy's tuning forks to help get us into resonance and harmony here. And we're going to be sending some prayers. Hopefully everybody will join us in sending positive intentions and vibrations out there for everybody that's in the face of this, Pineapple Express atmospheric river flooding that's going to be hitting the West Coast, California in particular. And so, guys, if you will, we're going to have Cindy give a ding. And please do send your prayers and positive vibes out.
Yes, hold that thought. And we're going to do some dings and hold the thought that everyone is safe, that they're not in the path of whatever is to come. So hold that thought, and here we go. That felt good. I want you guys to take some deep breaths while you use your envisioning. That's going to help if you do have any blocks. That's going to help remove them, but it's also going to help with the intention and the prayer that you're putting out there for others.
Absolutely. As we've shared, you know, Mother Earth doesn't want any of her children harmed. And of course, there's a lot of technology, as a lot of regular cycles as well that we're going through right now. So, as always, guys, keep those positive vibes out there, and we prepare for whatever it's going to throw at us here, and it means everything. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Purgatory records 23 inches of snow in 24 hours. Purgatory. Purgatory, yeah. It's a resort in Durango, Colorado. Not that other type of purgatory, so to speak. Yeah, you know, there's so much snowpack going on. There's so much heavy snow over in Oslo, Norway, that's causing travel chaos. I mean, those guys are used to heavy snow. I mean, the Scandinavian countries, are you kidding me? If there's chaos being caused by heavy snow in Norway, there's something unusual going on. And look at that number, 22,400,000,000,000 gallons of water is what's going to be flooding into the Pacific Northwest and California in the next 15 days. And as I was saying, you know, again, I was looking at the long-term forecast. It doesn't look to be any sort of major change. That's not good. So, you know, the good part is that there's been a drought ongoing, and so maybe this can help to alleviate some of those problems. And here you see what's happening is La Nina appears to be going, El Nino appears to be coming, and perhaps it's just in the nick of time. Look at this. This is 2000. This is Lake Mead, right? Look at all that in 2000. Look at 2021, and then look at 2022. The way this was going, there would be no Lake Mead by maybe 2025. So, yeah, maybe that 22 trillion is not, well, it probably is a little bit big, mm-hmm. You know, and that's the thing. It's like when we go from one extreme to another, it causes chaos. Oh, for a world that was gentle and more tranquil. And again, there's a lot of people that do enjoy joyrides like that. And here we have thousands without power after multiple transformers exploding. And, you know, strong winds, very strong winds. And this is again in California. This situation is going to be ongoing. Evacuation warnings have been issued for those living along the Pacheco Creek, as officials have reported that the spillway has failed and flooding is going to be beginning today. So, you know, this is in the Hollister area. Ton of lightning going on. And so I'll give you guys all these links. again, hopefully everybody is prepared. Of course, when you have these major events, you can prepare. And I think the best thing to do is really put out the intention and ask for help. This is what we do when something looks bad. Like we had a tornado forming over our RV in Mississippi. What did we do? We did mantras and we put the intention out. We visualized ourselves in an energetic umbrella that would be protecting us. And the tornado literally did develop and touch down across the street. We were okay though. We were fine, you know, and this was in a tiny 19-foot little trailer, travel trailer. That would be nothing to blow over or, you know, pick up.
Mm-hmm. It would have just been little sticks. But, you know, it's not like you can just ignore things and they go away. It doesn't work like that. You need to put your intention out for things to change because energy needs to move. Remember, energy is energy in motion. It's just constantly going. It cannot stop. It cannot disappear. But we do have control over things.
And, you know, again, we've already got three people that have lost their lives because of the weather. Several school districts are closed. And again, let's send also our prayers to their families and put out the intention that nobody else does. It's been just a roller coaster ride of extremes. So again, this from the AP, power outages, yes, evacuations, yes, tons of rain. You know, it could be a foot of rain in certain areas. Again, I hope everybody is as prepared as you can be out there. California snowpack, highest in 40 years. So we can see what's happening with the West. Well, maybe we're getting some drought relief, but when it happens so quick, you think about, we have flooding now, wait till spring. You know, wait till all this, you know, starts to melt. So snowpack in the mountains, highest level in 40 years. 40 years. Terrific snowpack, terrific skiing as well. Let's take a look at Null School here. And you could see this is the atmospheric river pouring in. And let's see, we're back out here a little bit. So you could see where it's directed towards. As we see San Francisco Bay Area. You know, hang on tight, guys. Hang on tight. This is something that's probably here for a while. As we're looking at the waves off the coast, 28 feet. I was looking 28 feet. You know, they all seem to be about 25, 30 feet. You know, obviously, this is another thing where you could get these rogue waves. So, you know, I mean, I have to admit, I was a thrill seeker where we had nor'easters back up in Connecticut. And they were talking about flooding and snow and just crazy conditions, blizzard conditions. I would go to the beach in my little Jeep thing and be, you know, having fun going over dunes and stuff and just watching the way the water come in. But, you know, and Connecticut's a little bit safer too because you have Long Island to block it. You don't get the same conditions. Rogue waves are a serious issue, especially on the Pacific side.
Yes, in California, there was a lot of those things, so don't chance it. Stay safe, you know, better safe than sorry, because those waves have taken out so many people, and even though you just want to go for the thrill, go for the rush, don't do it. Just don't do it.
And, you know, I felt like there was something missing with this video. There was something missing. What is missing? And then it came to me to share this. Can heavy rain really cause earthquakes? Yes, it can. Scientists have seen that absolutely. Just think about it. How much does, well, we could do the math, right? 22.5 trillion gallons of water. 1 gallon of water is 8 pounds. 22.5 trillion gallons of water being added to the surface. Can you imagine that weight on these earthquake faults? Absolutely, it can cause a difference. As you see this title right here from National Geographic, heavy rainfall can cause huge earthquakes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have some things going on with the sun. So again, it's that earth conversation between the earth and the sun. Plus, we have this added stress. You know, we need to divert this energy. I think the best thing to do is put out the energy of balance and balance this out to where places that do need more water can have more water, and those places that are in a deluge, you know, it thins out. There's ways to control this, not just on the 3D, but energetically.
So Shimon Widowinski, that's a curious name there, University of Miami in Florida, noticed the connection between storms and earthquakes. This article is from 2011, so he is going back to 2010. The devastating magnitude 7.0 earthquake that hit Haiti in early 2010 came after 18 months after it had been deluged by several hurricanes and tropical storms. Another large quake, 6.4, rocked Taiwan, occurred only 7 months after the area had been hit by a typhoon that dropped 9.5 feet of rain in 5 days. So, again, and then you talk about the average annual rainfall in San Francisco. So to put that in perspective, that's 5 times the average amount of rainfall San Francisco usually gets that came in 5 days. So again, when we look at the amount of water that's coming at a time when there was drought, and again, the ground dries up, all of a sudden all this water, obviously it pools, it can't absorb it that quick, but it still has a factor in many different ways, you know, from just the weight, the flow, the erosion. Again, hang on tight. More U-Haul trucks left California than any other state in 2022. That's 3 years in a row now for people leaving. And I think a lot of that is not necessarily the earthquake potential. I think, again, we're talking geopolitical. Taxation too, you know, again, tax you to death state, absolutely. Retail apocalypse warning after legendary retailer begins 100 store closures with Kohl's and Nordstrom under pressure. Yeah, we're going to see a lot of changes. Amazon's looking to lay off thousands as, you know, it's interesting to see this because, again, the big, big names out there are having a tough go of it economically. You know, your Amazons and, you know, even your, when you look to, obviously, Twitter, their stock and everything, Facebook, Meta, you know. So there's some things we could look at as a positive because, boy, this world would be a lot better off if all these giants dissolved and went away and we had a lot more mom and pops, a lot more small individuals trying to make their mark in the world. Because again, what you have is a tiny little consortium of individuals trying to control everything on the planet. The way to get change is to break up the way they do it, and they do it through corporations. I'll say it, I think corporations are evil. I think they're evil. I think the system is one of manipulation, control, and then hide in the shadows. And also hide, what do corporations do? They remove the individual from liability. This is exactly, I mean, this is, again, how they control everything. Let's get back to a simpler time when we actually knew each other. We spent time to talk with each other and interact with each other. And let's support each other. And when you see this too, French government rolls out energy aid for bakers. Impacted by rising energy prices, bakeries are set to receive emergency aid from the French government, which wants the dough to keep rising, not the electricity bills. Oh man, guys, I made the best bread the other day. Just saying, organic. I got it down, I think, with the bread finally. That bread's been my nemesis, but, you know, as far as cooking goes, I hadn't had the knack with bread, but now I think I got it.
Well, he's always had the knack. It was never really a question of that. We just needed the right tool. So we got a nice KitchenAid, and voila, it turns out perfect.
And again, you know, so we don't buy bread. We don't buy bread, even though, you know, there are a couple brands out there that, you know, we follow the ingredients and they've been good. But at the same time, I know what's in mine because mine's just simply, you know, organic You know, excuse me there. I'm getting tongue tied as I got my tongue in baguette knots. It's just basically yeast, organic wheat that we use. It's a bread mix. And again, when you buy in bulk, it is so much cheaper. Like, what do you pay for an organic loaf out there? It's about $6 typically is what I see. And I think that, you know, a comparable size loaf, actually a little bit bigger, probably cost me about $1.25 to actually make it at home. And it's way better. And even with the best bread out there, I still feel a little bit of a fuzziness, if you understand what I mean with that. If you guys ever eat anything that your body, you know, it might have an ingredient your body doesn't like, you ever get that fuzzy feeling? That feeling, which really is telling you that inflammation is starting in, it's causing some type of inflammatory response. And I'll find this even with the best brands out there. For us, honestly, I think we eat more salads than anything. But then again, there are like 10 ingredient salads with homemade dressing. And we'll do more of, you know, again, sharing all that. We have done some videos. Check out the playlist again. But how about instead of, you know, getting a government handout, you know, the government shouldn't have their hands in all of our business in the first place. The governments are the problem. The governments are the problem. So again, whittle away, get rid of the governments. Oh my God, then we'd have anarchy. Well, what does anarchy mean? It means there's no central authority. No central authority, no opportunity for a small group of select individuals to control everybody.
Mm-hmm. You know, get together, you can make earth ovens. They cook very, very well. They cook quickly. There's so many gifted and talented people that have been put out of business because of the larger corporations. And if those people were to unite, chain hands, they would be able to create, and the government wouldn't have their hands in it.
And we have a possible naked eye comet that's going to visit Earth for the first time since Neanderthals. But how long ago were the Neanderthals? That's the case. So this is comet C2022E3ZTF. It just may be bright enough to be seen with the naked eye. And what we'll be doing is between January 12th and February 2nd, it's going to be making its closest approach. As you see now, you should be able to most certainly see it with a telescope, small telescope, or binoculars, but you never know with comets. They are very, very unpredictable. And if you're in the northern hemisphere, you're going to find it in the morning sky as it moves in the direction towards the northwest during January, and it'll become visible for our friends on the southern hemisphere in early February. You know, again, it's one of those things where I'm always just on the warehouse, on the warehouse. I'm thinking about Amazon warehouses. I'm on the lookout for comets because of Nostradamus' prediction, you know, about when the comet shall run, because it certainly sounded like there would be a comet in the air of note when all hell breaks loose and, you know, really the start of the third WW. This one, they say, has a period of around 50,000 years. And, you know, as far as making its loop. But they also say that its orbit seems to be getting more and more irregular, so it might not ever come back again. But I just found it curious that they talk about 50,000 years. And then we were just talking about a zombie virus being unleashed in the Siberian tundra that's been frozen in place for 48,500 years ago. 48,500 is pretty close to 50,000. Curiouser and curiouser. February 2nd is its closest approach. That's Groundhog's Day. Haven't we done this over and over and over again? You know, and then January 12th is significant for many different catastrophes. Actually, if you go look on this day in January, in history, January 12th, you have a lot of notable things with empires and empires falling, or, you know, that type of thing going on, clashes in history. Neanderthals, they're extinct. 50,000 years, you have zombie viruses being thought out 48,500 years ago. Yeah, it feels a little bit suspicious. First and likely only appearance in recorded history. Yeah. Cosmic treat. Well, we'll see. We'll see. This guy thinks everything is fun when you have one of these teeter-totters, seesaws, whatever you like to call them. Man, I remember playing on it as a kid and bouncing the other person up high in the air or getting bounced up high myself. It was just so much fun we could have with a simple board on a fulcrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to have one of these in the backyard. It looks fabulous.
I think about the dogs. Man, maybe, I'll have to make one of these for Emma and Sita. Definitely fun. And so, as always, guys, I want to thank you for your support over on Patreon and Ko-Fi. Ko-Fi, you could do a one-time donation or monthly, and you just change the number of coffees to set the amount that you want to contribute to the family. And do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com. These links are on every single video. So, if anything ever happened, you couldn't see our videos, something happened, go here and we would, notify you guys. There's a link also for medicinal foods on every video. Use coupon code EEA. That gets you an extra 10% off. And this is our beloved sister, Alicia. And Alicia is gifted, very gifted. She is also an energy healer, intuitive, and she's a craftsperson. And so this is her Etsy channel. She has gifted us with some of her candles and other things that she's created and a long time ago, and we loved them, and we said, do you have a site, let us share, because you are gifted. And she's like, well, I'm not ready yet. And now she's like, okay, I think I'm ready. She just gave us some of these soap bars. They're fabulous. She's a sweetheart. We love Alicia.
Mm-hmm. We've been working with Alicia for a little while, helping her get on her path. We are very, very, very proud of her. And these are not just regular candles. They're chakra candles, and these are chakra soaps. And she spends the time and she puts her energy in them. And I can tell you, it makes a difference. You know, if you get a root chakra candle and you light it, you're going to have this desire to do things for yourself just a little bit more. You're going to feel her energy. So a lot of energy goes into this work. Well worth it. Please go give her some love.
Absolutely. And when Cindy says a little while, it's been like a year and a half, I think. Yeah, maybe 2 years. Time flies. Time just flies. And so we have one of these chimes, as well as we've had many of the candles. There's some right on the table right now. And Cindy lights the candle when we right before we do a video. And we use that energy along with sage to clear the air. Just check it out. I will have this. I'm going to add this to our normal set of links, so it'll be in the videos going forward. Again, we got to support each other. There's no discount codes or anything to use. Just link straight on up through, as we do love her, and we do love Keith too, her significant other over there. So as always, guys, be blessed and keep putting those positive vibes out. Namaste.
Namaste.